Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, listen, back in the day, me and you, baby, we used to have fun. Now, you got that other, I don't remember what it is, TikToks that rot my brain. My brain is a melted pumpkin 3 weeks after Halloween. Hello, welcome back. How's it going? I'm your host, Connor Franta. This is Everything Else. Episode number 15. That's wild. What do I know that is 15? Half of a month. Yep, that's it. 15 weeks. That's pretty wild. Really getting up there. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. Actually, right off the top, I heard some people didn't realize that although you may love watching this, you know, watching this visually is definitely, you know, there's so much craft that goes into it. You can listen on audio. This is available on Spotify and iTunes and Google Play and everywhere podcasts are available. So you don't have to watch the video. You can if you want, but it's also available there. So I thought I'd let you know right off the top. Some people seem to have missed that. So, you know, it's good for you. Anyways, not a lot of updates this week. Not a lot of backstory happening. The plot has not thickened. The plot has remained very, we've hit a plateau, no turbulence occurring, no sugar, no spice, no nothing. It's pretty mild out here. So this week I wanted to do something that we've been doing. We've done it a few times. I wanted to answer some advice questions. I personally love this segment. I think it's a lot of fun looking up some of the strange situations strangers on the internet seem to find themselves in. It definitely gives me a little bit of a chuckle. So we're going to be going through some kooky advice this week. But before that, I mean, honestly, again, there's literally nothing going on. I'm so fucking boring. Do you ever have that? Some weeks I'm just like, wow, I am vanilla. Nothing going on. Same old, same old. Same bedtime, same wake up time, same schedule. Just nothing. The only one thing I did this week, I got my booster shot. Get vaccinated, folks. Believe in science, folks. I got my booster shot because my doctor said I could in the United States. So I got my third dose of Mother Moderna. Delicious. So delicious. These veins, this body, it loves the health that follows. I feel protected. I feel like I have a suit of armor around me. I've got a whole little security team that's following me around. I'm in the middle of like a bunch of suited men and I'm protected. Protected. I don't like guns, but they all have guns. I don't believe in weapons, but they all have weapons. That's how powerful this is. Completely takes down all my beliefs. Yeah, I got boosted. It did put me out for like a day. I was very fatigued. But now I'm back to normal, feeling great. I was fatigued one day. The next day I ran a half marathon. So that's my story. That's my life. Get boosted. You'll be fatigued for 24 hours. But then in 48 hours, you'll be doing amazing athletic feats. It makes you superhuman. It makes you a Marvel character. You are a superhero. Definitely get vaccinated. And then beyond that, I have some friends in town, friends visiting, so I've just been kind of doing the whole showing people around. We've been going to a few restaurants. I think we're going to a barcade tonight. So it's been a good time. It's good, happy times. Not a lot to complain about, but not a lot of spice occurring in this life. Just good, normal times. And I'll take that because the weeks where there's just a lot of chaos going on, I think, you know what? What if nothing happened to me? That would be nice. What if I fell asleep at 9:30 p.m. on my couch? sounds lovely. So I'm happy I have found myself in that place. Without further ado, I won't keep you here listening to my rambles too much longer. Let's fucking begin. Let's go to Advice Town, where hopefully you will find that your life isn't as complicated as some of these people on Reddit. Because they're pretty complicated. Quick disclaimer, I am not an actual therapist. I have no right to give you real advice. I'm going to try my best, but you taking said advice, that is up to you. That is on you. I am telling you right now, listen to me, is a warning. It's me saying things for truth or for comedic effect. That's it. That's the disclaimer. That's the clause. My lawyer, I'm on the phone with my lawyer. Yes, thank you. Okay, great. We're good. Let's go. I'm 27 and don't know how to feel about being called daddy. I loved reading this one for the first time. It killed me. Shakespeare could never, the modern drama of this predicament. Jogging today, two girls went past me. One said, "Hey, daddy," then laughed. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. It's just like, at this point, and I feel like this would go over so many, it would go over like my parents' heads or any sort of, like, I guess anyone beyond millennial and below. But daddy is a universal word. You can say it in agreement. You can say it as a term of endearment. You can say it as a sexual advance. It could replace Mr. It could replace Mrs. I don't know your labels. It means you are grateful. It means thank you. It means you're welcome. Is it a good or a bad thing? I don't know. What was their tone? I need more context than that, for sure. But ultimately, if you don't like that, that is totally fine as well. I can't believe I'm giving real fucking advice for this. It probably was meant as a term of endearment, usually is in modern times. Don't fret about it. It doesn't even, frankly, calling someone daddy doesn't even mean they're old anymore. It just means you're hot, I guess. Sure. This is your cue that if you've gotten this far in the podcast, leave a comment below. Just saying daddy. Done. Okay. Bye. Okay, let's get into a real one. That was just a little icebreaker here. I need help setting up a second date. I got your back. I, male, 21, went on a first date to ice cream on Sunday with a girl from my class. She's always flirting with me and told me straight up she finds me very attractive. Good first sign. We made out at the very end of the first date. Ooh, spicy. And I want to set up another one. I had the idea of asking her if she would like to come hot tubbing tonight at my apartment. Red flag! Well, not a red flag. I think we'll keep going. Pause. Breathe, Connor. But I'm having second thoughts. Is it too soon for another date? Is hot tubbing too much for a second date? Is it weird to ask someone out on a Thursday night when we both have class tomorrow? I don't know you, sir, but I feel like I am you. Aside from the woman part of this equation, I would be contemplating the same things. Thursday, too much. 5 p.m., too early. Me, not good enough. Definitely things that would run through my mind, without a doubt. I personally, and I don't know the heterosexual culture, I'm not one who participated in that very long, but I guess it depends upon what your goals are with this person and what their goals are or what they want out of you. I mean, like, to me, if someone said you should come over and we should go hot tubbing one-on-one for a second date, I would think it was just a booty call. I would just think that this is like hot tub plus us equals sex afterwards. That's just me. Maybe I'm a perv. Maybe that is not the case, but I think it seems a little bit early to be doing that, unless that's your goal. Unless that's your mutually agreed upon consensual goal here, totally fine. If you're looking for like a normal second date, I love a coffee first date or an ice cream first date or something that's very much, it can very much be elongated or it can be ended pretty abruptly if it's going poorly. You know, you can really stretch ice cream for an hour or 2 hours if you want, keep walking around a neighborhood, just get to know each other. Or you can deep throat that cone and blast out of there. Never see that person again. So for a second date, I personally would recommend an activity, something in which you have to, again, continue to converse, but you're doing something. Mini golf comes to mind, but that feels very dated. Laser tag is another thing that comes to mind. I don't think that's a thing. I don't know. Some sort of activity. Go horseback riding. I don't fucking know. Something that you can do together so that you have an experience. You can talk about it before and afterwards. You can communicate while doing it. I think that that's fun. I don't know why people go on movie dates first or second date because you can't talk, so you don't actually know the person. It feels very awkward. That's more like a third, fourth, maybe even fifth date because then you can cuddle and that's cute. And yet by that point, you're comfortable with each other. So I would highly recommend no hot tubbing, a second date. That's just me. That's just me. I just found out I will be inheriting a little over $2 million. Ding, 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 ding. You're rich. Welcome. Wow. That's, I wonder what that's like to find. Did you get a phone call or did they send an email or someone carrying a gold chest? Like that's gotta be unreal. I feel like I'd pass out. Hello, I would just like to say you get a free $2 million. Oh my God. Last night, my grandfather asked me to come over to his house and he sat me down and explained his will to me. Evidently, he has had some fallouts with other children and other family members and wishes to leave the entirety of his estate to me. What is this? Knives Out? Jesus. It was a lot to take in all at once. The advice I am seeking is how in the world to navigate family members that feel cheated. This isn't the plot of Knives Out. Interesting. I have a good relationship with his direct children. They will all be left enough to not feel guilty in contrast, but I'm sure they will be hurt and upset. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Wow. Interesting. Your life is suddenly a movie. I would like to think you're a good person because if your grandfather is cutting everyone else out and is giving it all to you, speaks highly of you or speaks highly of your relationship with your grandfather. Yeah, I think money is potentially, or greed, I should just say, is the root of like all evil in this world. It's what causes, it's caused wars, it's caused death and big fights and breakups and all these horrible things. And it's because of greed. So if I were you, I would be very cautious. People are going to be mad. They definitely are. So I would for sure lawyer up in some way. You got money now, you might as well lawyer up or figure out a way to just make sure you're fine. Because again, money, people kill over money. Like, I don't mean to freak you out, but that's a lot. But also, like, again, congratulations. Maybe move countries, perhaps, with your $2 million. Also, it sounds like, so it says the about a million of it are in bonds, savings, and then another is in properties. Honestly, if I were you, if you're not stretched for cash, girl, sit on that. Keep that invested. Keep it growing. Maybe diversify the properties portfolio, but like, don't spend it. My advice to you is if your family members don't murder you in cold blood, don't spend the cash. Don't blow the cash. Save that money. Invest that money because you didn't have it. You know what I mean? Like it'll suddenly be yours and you didn't do anything to get it. So just like pretend like you don't have it to a certain extent. Maybe pay off your debts. But other than that, I say just really sit on that cash and let it grow over time because then you'll have more of it. That's my advice. Maybe donate some to charity. Maybe buy yourself a fancy dinner or something to celebrate. But other than that, I would just sit on it personally and not tell a lot of people that you suddenly are a millionaire. Can cause some tension. Good luck. My girlfriend is extremely close with a gay man. The horror. The horror. My 18-year-old girl, my 18, wait, my, me, my. I am an 18-year-old male. Not me, the person writing this is an 18-year-old male, and his girlfriend is an 18-year-old female. Why is everyone straight? I need more gay advice. Is very close with another man, 19 male, and is gay, and we'll call him John. Perfect. We love a gay. Great. I don't mind her doing stuff with him, as they've been friends since before I've started dating her. On top of that, he's gay, so there should be no issues with her cheating on me. Honestly, if you're worried about her cheating on you, that sounds like that's on your relationship, not her gay male friend. Insecure, straight, 18-year-old male. Since we started dating, about a month ago, I've been concerned about their relationship. Hell, until she asked me out, I thought they were a couple. He's gay. Gay men do not date women. Have you heard of a homosexual? They regularly sleep over at each other's homes, talk about each other's naked bodies, they kiss each other casually, and even talk about her doing him with a strap on. Oh, yep, you know they're best friends. Jesus. You know it's friendship when pegging is involved. You know it's love when pegging is involved. When I'm with them, it feels like I'm a third wheel. If you weren't gay, they would definitely be dating. You're just missing the point. I don't even know why I'm even entertaining this, because it's comical. Should I do something about this? It makes me uncomfortable with how close they are, blah, 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 blah. Sir. He's gay. He's not. Your girlfriend is not cheating on you with a gay man. What? This is very 18. This is very 18-year-old male. But, sir, I hate to break it to you. You're very insecure. She's not cheating on you with a gay man. And also, this is all so typical. Like, me and my female friends, we sleep over at each other's, me and even my male straight friends, we sleep over at each other's houses. Honestly, most of them I've seen naked. We definitely joke about pegging, not gonna lie. So, like, kiss each other, we kiss each other all the time. You're thinking, I think you're just very young. I'll take off my little clown face for a moment. I think you're just very young. This is a very normal thing that people do when they're comfortable with each other. There's a difference between being romantic with each other and just being platonic with each other. When you're really close with people, this is just what naturally occurs. You drop all of your filters. You drop all of the things that you wouldn't normally say to people. You just become relaxed. So honestly, you need to loosen up, dude. You really need to loosen up. And if you're, this is advice to anybody, if you're in a relationship and you're really worried about your partner cheating on you, that's on your partner. If cheating is going to happen, you can't stop it. If you're worried someone's going to cheat on you genuinely, you probably shouldn't be in that relationship. Just gonna say it. If you're in a monogamous relationship where sleeping with other people is not okay and you're worried the other person is, you probably shouldn't be in that relationship. Hot take. Crying. Something I know far too much about. Something I did this morning while listening to Adele's new album. Something I do most evenings while I'm alone on my couch crying. How do I clearly communicate that I cry uncontrollably in meetings? Oh God, I don't, I'm just looking in a mirror with all of these. I don't need advice on how not to cry. I've learned that many people see it as being manipulative when people cry. I'm going to have a meeting at my child's school and I want to warn them in advance and not to let them know that. Imagine having to warn people every time you cry, every like conversation you have, just to let you know, I weep frequently, daily, every hour, actually. It's embarrassing to think that others think negatively about me because of my crying. I mean, weirdly, you know, again, like taking off the clown face here, weirdly, this is not relatable to this extent, but I think a lot of people, when I get passionate about something, I start to kind of well up, or it's a similar feeling as before I start crying. Like, I can really feel almost like I'm on the verge of tears when you get really passionate about something, or if like you're in an argument with someone, I can feel that so easily. I could start crying if I like didn't stop myself in some way. So I get this. I get what you mean. When things get heated or when things get passionate or when you're talking about someone you love or something you love, it's easy to start crying. And honestly, I think that's a good thing, rather that than you not being able to cry ever about anything. That feels like more something's a little bit wrong up there. Crying is normal. Crying is totally okay. But I can see again how it would be very frustrating. I would stop seeing this as manipulative. I don't think when I see someone crying that they're manipulative. If in most scenarios, you know, like if I saw someone crying in some sort of meeting, I would be like, oh, they're just very passionate about this, or oh, this is really affecting them. Or I would start empathizing and be like, oh, they're like me. When they get really into something, then they just feel the urge to cry and maybe they don't mean to do it. So naturally, I would just tell you that you're overthinking it, and I would start turning it around, that if you start crying during something that you don't mean to cry in, just reference it. You know, before you can overthink it, reference it being like, oh, here I go. I'm crying, but that's just the thing that I do. Sorry. And I don't actually feel this worked up. It just happens. And then keep going on. Yeah, I don't think about it too much, because then you'll cry more. It's like when you're at a party. Not a party. It's like when you're crying, me crying at a party. It's like when you're crying and you have the urge to go look in the mirror and watch yourself cry. And then you cry harder. That's what this is. You're thinking about it too much. Don't look in the mirror. Don't go into the bathroom at the party and cry in the mirror. Don't do it. Are my parents entitled to know my sexual orientation? I'm an 18-year-old male, and my mom is always asking me about it. I think she seems to think that I'm gay or not straight because I never brought over a girl or told her anything about my sex life. I don't think it is really any of her business, but she keeps asking a lot and even brings it up around my family. But I just don't feel comfortable talking about it with anyone. Every time she brings it up, I try to tell her I'm straight, but it's like she doesn't believe me. Am I wrong for this? I'm sorry that you're going through that situation. That's not okay. I don't think it's okay for anyone to like poke and prod at someone's personal business, whether you're related to them or not, whether you're best friends with them or not. Like, there are boundaries to have, and there are certain conversations that should really only begin by the person experiencing it. And it doesn't help too when, if you know, maybe you don't know your sexual orientation, or again, maybe you, like you said, you're just not comfortable with it. If someone's like pushing you to tell them, you just may not even know yet. You may be figuring that out. That may be such a sensitive, sore subject. So for everyone listening, don't bring that. I wouldn't bring that up. Wait until someone brings that to you. Definitely, you can make it known that you're a safe person and it's a safe space to tell you that. But there are other ways than like putting the spotlight on the person that you're trying to talk to about that. So for your case, for your mom, you are not wrong for waiting to tell your parents that, or for never telling your parents that. That's your business. That's your personal life. It is completely in your control if and when you tell people about your sexual orientation, because it's personal and it's hard and it's, you know, it's difficult to navigate. So again, I'm sorry that that's being brought up. And it's also like, to validate you, it's fucked up that she's bringing it up in front of people. It's one thing to do it privately and like to maybe get it mixed up with being, I guess, some sort of like an emotionally connected parent to you, but to bring it up in front of other people, that's fucked up. That's messed up. That's not okay. Because again, that puts you in the uncomfortable position of now having to talk about something you weren't ready to talk about, or bringing to light something that maybe those people weren't even thinking about, and now they're thinking about it. It's just not fair. So don't put anyone in that position, whether you know them or not. I fucking hate it when people put people online in that position, put like celebrities in that position. If they haven't talked about it, stop searching for answers. It's so annoying. It's so invalidating. It's so dehumanizing. And it's so confusing for the person on the other end too. So don't put them in that position. Do you know what's easy? Just not asking them their sexual orientation. It doesn't change, you know, if you say it doesn't change anything, then it shouldn't matter who they are, what they like. It shouldn't matter. So why are you so nosy? Like, what does it change? I just find it very frustrating when I see that online, because it feels hypocritical of what so many people stand for, of, you know, acceptance, but then they're poking and prodding at people who never asked to be poked and to be prodded. So be kind to one another, be considerate. And I'm sorry you're going through that. Going out alone with no friends. Hey there. Anyone out there who does things alone? Raise his hand for everyone listening. I'm raising my hand. I do it all the time. As in going out to a restaurant or bar by yourself, other things you do normally with friends. I have no friends. I cut off my friends. I was just wondering how you get over the fear of doing things by yourself. I appreciate the advice. This is a skill. It takes practice to be comfortable with yourself, especially in a social environment, because you feel like other people are looking at you, or you feel like other people are judging you if you're like the one person alone at the restaurant, or the one person sitting by themselves at the bar, whatever. But again, I would just like to remind everyone, nobody's looking at you. Nobody cares. And if they are, they're boring. Like, why would you be out at a restaurant caring about why someone else is at a restaurant? What? Get a life. Order a different main. Apparently it's not that interesting or appetizing. I got my head buried in my cacio e pepe. I'm not looking at the people around me. Could care less why Steve and Karen are out for their anniversary. It's me and this basket of bread. I have gotten a lot of good practice at this. I actually really enjoy now taking myself on little personal dates every now and again, or like going to a coffee shop by myself and, you know, sitting there for a while. I find it quite nice. I find it very peaceful, and it takes a lot of practice. You know, again, it's not going to be comfortable the first time. I think what helped me is, again, realizing no one else, it doesn't matter. It's just you and your own little world. But like, maybe bring a book so that you're entertained. If you like feel awkward, you can start reading your book. Honestly, like, if you need to be on your phone, like, do things to kind of ease the tension so you don't feel like you're doing nothing. Cause that's kind of the weird part, is you're by yourself. So like, what do you do? But I found I love bringing books to restaurants by myself. So I go to, like, when I'm walking around a different city, I always carry a book with me. And then if I sit down for, you know, a meal, a snack, a dinner, or whatever, I'll start reading my book. And then once my anxiety calms down, then I'll just kind of like sit there and take in the world, talk to the bartender, talk to the server. I don't know, just like have a good time. It's not weird. You're totally normal for doing that. It takes practice. My voice is giving out, so something's going wrong. I wish you well, stranger. I wish you well. I found out that the guy I'm dating is my second cousin. Well, you have your cousins, and then you have your first cousins, and then you have your second cousins. I started dating this guy a month ago, or 2 months ago. Everything was absolutely great. We get along so well. We have a lot in common. Sex is great. Jesus. Oh, God. Our conversations are never boring. It's like you have so much in common, like, you know, family and lineage. I've dated a couple of guys during the years, which led to nothing, but this one is different. I really see a future with him. Oh no, poor thing. He came over to my place yesterday and said that he had something he wanted to tell me, and he wasn't sure how I was going to take it. He said that he had told his dad and sister that he had met someone, and of course they asked him who it was, and he told them. Come to find out, my dad and his dad are cousins, making us second cousins. We share a great grandparent. Is this weird? What do we do? I mean, okay, I don't know fucking genetics here. I'm not a scientist, but That's weird, right? Like, that's got to be weird. That can't be, you can't do that, right? Like, I'm sure that if you had kids together, they may not be, I don't know. Like, genetically, they might be fine because you're not, like, super closely related, but it's, I think you're walking a line. I think it's one thing to not know you're, like, accidentally somehow dating someone that is, like, deeply related to you. Like, if you found out, oh, we're, like, sixth cousins, that's crazy. Who would have known? I don't even know my fifth or fourth cousins. Crazy. Like, maybe. But second cousins is a little close. You have your cousins. And you have your first cousins, and you have your second cousins. It's a joke. I hope y'all are getting this reference. Yeah, it's a little bit close. Personally, I don't think I could do that. The reason you may have so much in common is, again, because you have literal history. You get along because you, in a weird way, are similar in terms of DNA. So I would recommend not. Is it illegal? I don't think so. Is it morally wrong? I don't know. I wish you good luck. Yep. Cool. Okay. Got it. Bye. Let's try to bring it home on a little bit of a light note. One final one. Let's go for it. Working out and being embarrassed. Hey, so I'm 17 and a senior in high school. I've always wanted to work out and bulk up. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm a guy with a fast metabolism. My only problem is that I'm embarrassed to go to the gym. There are other guys lifting good amounts and look good. And then there's me, a skinny guy that can barely lift 25 pounds and do 10 reps. Okay, things that I don't understand. 25 pounds seems very heavy. 10 reps seems very normal. How do I not feel embarrassed while working out? Are people judging me, etc.? This goes back to, again, like, the theme, I swear, with all my advice, no one is judging you, I promise you. And again, if there is one out of, like, a million people that is judging you, they're the asshole. They're the horrible person. You just need to, you need to work your mind into realizing that if someone is in making fun of you or looking at you in a strange way, that's them. I would look weird back at them, like, why do you care? Get a life. Get a hobby. Get a therapist. I think anybody who wants to go pursue some level of fitness, wants to have a little bit of exercise, workout for any reason, whether it's to maintain, whether it's to feel good, whether it's to lose weight, whether it's to gain muscle, whatever it is, that is a personal decision, and if you are making that personal decision, good for you. You are actively trying to change something about yourself that you have decided that is worth changing, and I think that's good for you. I think that's great. Anybody who sees that otherwise is an asshole. I guess I didn't really recommend anything. Try bringing a friend if you can. I think working out with at least just one other person in the room, at least you don't feel like you're alone. If you can't do that, maybe, you know, put in music, listen to music so that you zone out and forget about the people around you. But in general, it's just, you just gotta realize no one's looking at you. No one cares. And just feel proud of yourself that you're there and that you're doing something and you're changing and you're, other flowery words. It's gonna be okay. I promise it's gonna be okay. Okay, that's it. We done did the thing. This is everyone's favorite portion of the podcast, Everything Else, where I tell you everything else. Movies, music, what you need to be doing, listening to this week. I do want to let you know that this podcast is available for rating. Definitely go give it 5 stars. Click the like button below. The algorithm demands it. Click the thumbs up. Give it 5 stars on iTunes. Just leave a comment every podcast. I really appreciate it. Thank you dearly. It helps so much. We got a simple rating this week. I want to give a shout out to my, and then probably an emoji that isn't showing up on my computer. I'm going to guess it's a clown face. Sure. Connor, period. He's the reason I remember to drink H2O. Drink water. Go get some H2O. Sip, sip. Liquids, liquids, liquids. Thank you so much. I love to be the person that reminds you to consume the thing that you need to live. That's me. I'm happy that I'm that for you. And comment of the week left on last week's YouTube video, the video version of this podcast, goes to Jelly C. Jelly C says, I love that your podcast feels like I'm catching up with a good friend. I was constantly laughing during this one. Thank you. That's so sweet. That's the goal here, is I just want to keep it chill, keep it casual. It's just us, our little group. It's fantastic. I'm glad I make you feel that way. Honestly, not a lot to recommend again this week. Not a lot. I haven't seen a lot of media. I haven't been listening to a lot of media. The only thing that I can highly recommend is that you go listen to Adele's new album. 30 by Adele is officially out. By the time I'm recording this, I've only listened to it one time through. That's how fresh it is. It is fresh in my tear ducts. It is fresh in my emotional psyche. To Be Loved is one of the last songs on the album. And when I say this with my whole chest and a fat ass, To Be Loved is already going to be one of the most famous, memorable songs of this time. Maybe of all time. I think the writing, the production, the vocals on that song are impossibly good. I would like to dare anyone to try to sing that. That is like a Whitney Houston level feat in music. It's amazing. I think Hold On is a beautiful song, beautiful message within that one. There are a few other ones that are just like really surprisingly poppy and catchy, and I love when Adele kind of takes a swing at that, but stays in the lane that I think she has paved and is so good at, which is like a beautiful emotional ballads. But she did one called Oh My God with Max Martin. I think that one's with Max Martin, and it's really cool. It's really poppy. It's really fun. But the whole fucking album, fantastic. Cannot speak more highly of it. And then with that, honestly, I'll just recommend every visual that she's done for it. She did a great interview with Apple, with Zane Lowe. I really loved listening and watching that interview. She did another one with Oprah. That was fantastic. I'm just an Adele stan trying to soak up every moment of this. Because I was crying in my coffee this morning listening to that album. It's so good. It's so good. Definitely go listen to it. Go watch it. Go support my one and only Adele. But that's really honestly all I got for you this week. I hope this advice was both fun and helpful. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Again, don't forget to give us a 5 stars. Tell me, what do you want me to do in next week's podcast? What do you want me to talk about? Any sort of segments you want me to add? Let me know in the comments below. Let your voice be heard. 5 stars, thumbs up all around. We love to see it. This has been an episode of Everything Else. I am your host, Connor Franta, the one, the only. Here's a reminder to get vaccinated if you can. If you can, get your booster as well. If you've been vaccinated, go get your freaking booster. Be kind to your neighbors and kind to everyone around you. It's the safest option. It's the only option. Definitely go get a full night's sleep. Oof, a lovely 8 hours. Drink a chilled glass of H2O. Have a delicious day. Afternoon, evening, night, whatever it may be. I love you, and I will see you very soon. Bye.